Pirabos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Pei Aleph. And today, I probably don't have so much to add to the conversation today. We're going to talk about the 10 Tanayim that Yehoshua set up when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. He made 10 Takanas. A lot of them have to do with agriculture and farmland and stuff like that. So, obviously not terribly knowledgeable about that stuff, but I can try and help with the translation at least and explain what is going on. So, let's see. We're here on the two dots at the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan Asara Tanayim Hisna Yehoshua. These are the 10 stipulations, the Tanayim, the rules that Yehoshua set up when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. First of all, Shiyu Marim Bechorshim, that people should kind of graze their animals in these forests, forests that were owned by people, and even if even that was true, that people, as Rashi says, Shalo Yakpid Balhayar, people who own these little small forests shouldn't say be able to say anything. Umalakten Eitzim Besadoseim, and people could gather wood from other people's fields. Umalakten Asabim Bechol Mokom, and people can gather grass any other places. Chutz Mitiltzon, except for Tiltzon is translated as Fenugreek. You have that by like the one of the simonim is Fenugreek. I've never seen Fenugreek. I don't know. Maybe it exists and I've eaten it and I don't realize. But okay, except for that, because that Pashas, that was ready. They would get rid of the grasses if you had Fenugreek in the fields. Rashi says that would damage the Fenugreek. Okay, fine. What else? Right, good. The Kotzman and Tios Bechol Makom, and you can cut off little tiny grasses and plants that have just a little, small size plant. Chutz Migrifos Shal Zayas, except for Grifos of a Zayas. And again, because it's not really worth anything, and you can kind of graft them and plant them on your own. Mayan Hayotzi B'tchiz B'nei Ha'ir Mistapke Mimenu, and if a person just finds a spring that shows up in his ground, so everybody from the city is allowed to use it. Mechakim Be'yama Shal Tveria, people are allowed to fish in the Kinneret. Ubovad Shal Yifros Kela, as long as you don't throw out a net there. V'yamed Es Asfina, because that's going to stop the boats from boating around. V'nifnin people can go to the bathroom, right? Can defecate after behind a fence, even though a field beside the Malaya Karkom, even if assuming again the Pasha says that field is owned by somebody, and even if the field is filled with Karkom. Karkom, they translate as saffron. Karkom nowadays is not cumin, but I forget. The other one? Okay, whatever, nowadays. But Pashas is, again, even if it's filled, but then you're going to mess that stuff up. You're allowed to walk along the paths until the second rain falls, because once the second rain falls, in that case, things start to grow, and then you're going to start trampling on different grasses and stuff that people are growing. And we're talking about the Adrochim, you're allowed to walk on the sides of the roads because of the Yesedos, the pegs. Basically, people when the rain would fall, right? Meaning, and it would the roads would get messed up. So people should they were nervous that people would fall into the pits because after the water dried up, so then the road wasn't stable. So Yeshua said that they could walk around the roads, and even though that would end up right in people's fields. Vatoa ben akramim, and people who are lost in the kramim and the vineyards, mefasig va'ola, can cut through the vineyards, mefasig va'yored, and go up and down until he gets out. Right? Can you imagine like some big big forest there, or big vineyard? The vineyard, what's called maize, right? You can cut your way out. Forget finding the way to the end; just cut it out. Umes mitzvah kona mekomo, and so to a mes mitzvah, right, is allowed to be buried right there where it is, even though right there may be on somebody's properties. Now the Gemara is basically going to go through right each of the 10 things that we just mentioned and speak about them, and that'll be basically today's daf. Shiyu marim bechorshim, right, people allowed to bring their animals to graze right in all these forests that people own. Amra papa lo amra el daka begasa. But what we're saying is a daka, right, a small animal, right, small domesticated animals, in a gasa in a big forest. But if it's a small animal in a small forest or a big animal in a big forest. Right, so then we're not gonna allow that, because in that case, right, they're gonna mess up the forest to the point where it's actual damage that you can tell. And certainly, right, if you have a big animal, right, large, again, cows, horses, etc., right, in a small forest, so that's no good, because you're really gonna put real damage to the field, to the forest. Malakhtin Atrium is the same. You can gather wood from other people's fields. Lo Amran Ella Behizmi Behigi, we're talking about, right, these sharp, kind of prickly stuff. But regular trees, like actual, proper, like actual good wood. So then, lo, that's not allowed. Now, filu behizmi vihigi lo'amran ele b'mechubarin. That's only if they're still attached, but avot tlushim, but if they're not, so then, lo, then that's no good, because Pasha says people are, right, we'll cut that off, right? We don't want to take that from them. Filu mechubarin, even if it's cut, if it's attached, lo'amran ele b'lach. That's only if it's still fresh, if it's still moist, avot v'yevashim, but if it's dry, right, so then, lo, so then that's no good, because people can use that, right, for firewood. Well, eventually, Sharish, right, as long as you don't uproot the root of the tree, because then they'll grow back. Right, you can gather grasses in every field except for this tilton, except for the fenugreek field. Apparently we see that you have grasses are good for the fenugreek because, again, you're not allowed to rip it up. Or menu, however, the Brisa says, Tilton shalsa amine im mine savim im mechayven azolakor. Right, if you have fenugreek that grows with different types of grass, right, you don't have to uproot it. Meaning it's not kilayim, because Pasha says, right, a person is going to take them out anyway, right? Because the grasses, according to this, will mess up the fenugreek. So here we're saying that the grasses are no good, and so we had said before you're not allowed to uproot the grass because it'll mess up the fenugreek if you uproot it. Here you're telling me that they will eventually uproot it. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu lo kasher kam bezera kam bezirin. Right, it depends. Right, the Mishnah, when we said that when the fenugreek is grown to plant it elsewhere for seeds, and then that's going to be planted elsewhere, so that's where it's fine. But here in the Bryce is talking about when you're growing the fenugreek for the stalks. The zera kasher lo asavim, dimechachile. Right, if you're growing it for seeds, so the grasses are bad for it because that weaken. Apparently, they weaken the fenugreek. But lazirin. But if you're growing it just for the food, for the stalks, right, so then malalei, it's good. Because when you have the fenugreek amongst grasses, and then it rests on it, and it doesn't, it's able to grow a little bit higher. Okay, fine. Or you could say another answer. The difference between a mission and the brisa is kan odam kan la behema. It depends. Right? Are you growing the fenugreek for people or for animals? Kevin the behema hu lazara asav namim boile. If it's just for animals, so then the animal's going to go munch on the fenugreek. It's also going to munch on the grass. But if it's for people, then obviously you don't want the grass. Uminaya, then how do you know, right, whether it's planted for people or for animals? Amar Papa, Shari Mishari, La Adam, Lo Shari Mishari, La Behema. Right, if you see it's arranged nicely, so that's for people, but if it's not, if it's just strewn all over the place, that's for animals. Okay. V'kot min netia b'chol makom, you're allowed to cut off, right, a small shoot of a tree to kind of replant it. Chutz migrifal shel zayis, except for an olive tree. Pirshu Rabbi Tanachum of Rabbi Birias, Mishim Zaken Echa, they explain the name of a certain Zaken. Bezayis kebeta, right? Then when you're talking about an egg tree, talking about an olive tree, has to be a kebeta. You have to make sure that there is a kebeta, an olive size amount of tree left. Bekanim gufanim, right? If you're cutting off reeds or gufanim or vines or vineyard, right? From a vineyard, right? Min habekak olamala, you can cut from the pekak, the knot, literally. Meaning an up, not sure exactly where that is. Okay, fine. Ushar kol ilanos min ha ubu shal ilan, v'lo min chudu shal ilan. And you can take from the fruit and not from the trunk. Meaning not from the thick branches, but from the fruits, i.e. the branches that have fruits. Umin achadash eno ozaperos, or umin yashan shu ozaperos. You're allowed to take a new branch, right, and shoot, right, that's grown this year, but that doesn't have fruit yet. But if it's made, if it has fruit already, minayashin, if it's had fruit already, so then you're not allowed to take that. Right? There's an issur to cut down a fruit tree, but okay, fine. In certain scenarios, it would be mutter. Mimakam she'eno roa esachama, and from a place, you're not allowed to, meaning you are allowed to cut a shoot from a place where there is no sun. Obviously, the sun helps the tree grow. Mimakam she'hu roa esachama, but if there is a place where the tree does see the sun, so then that would be no good. Rashinamar megat fuos shamash. I pause it from there, that perhaps. Alright, it was also bracha. Fine. Umayana, you say tchila mbeni ha'ir mistafkim menu. If a person just finds, some sort of spring in their backyard, so people are allowed to get water from that. I'm a rabbi baravuna, but also l'damim. Right, you have to pay for it. V'las hilchas ha'chabase, but they do not paskin like that. Umachakin b'yamash al-tveria, people allowed to fish. Right, in the Kinneret, Bivachali, Fros Kelav, Yamon, Zasvina, right, in person, as long as you're not allowed to spread out nets, Aval Tzad, Hu Bereshtos, Uva Michmaros, but you can trap fish with nets, right, again, as long as you don't, again, impede the progress, right, of the boats. Tanarabana with another Brysa, Barishona, his neshvatim zayim zeh shalol yifros kli of yamad es esfina. Again, that was the deal between the shvatim, right, that no one would even a person owned his own portion. Right, again, the person had a house on the water, right, still they wouldn't spread out nets because they would mess up the boats. Avotzadu brishus of mechmaros, but they could set out nets that wouldn't necessarily interfere with the boats. Tana rabbanu with the rabbi. So yamash al tveri bechakosh naftali ha'isa. Right, Naftali. Right, had the Kinneret in his portion. Velo, not only that, Elishan Otel Mole Chevel Cherem Bedroma. But not only that, they would get the length of a fishing rope or a fishing net on the southern part of it. Meaning they also got, meaning even though they weren't on the southern part of it, they would take like a little strip. Let's say like the road that goes around. Right, they run the marathon in Tveria, right, on the road that goes around the Kinneret. So on the bottom. So basically, even though that wasn't Naphtali's land, Naphtali was pashtus on the western side, but not on the southern side. So still, they got a little bit of a little strip that so they could to pull in, right, all the fishing stuff. The kain mashinemar yam v'darom yerusha, right, that he'll inherit yam, right, the west v'darom and the south. Okay, fine. Tanya will under nebraisa, right? Yam, obviously yam means the sea and the water, but okay, darom is really the drasha here that was, he also inherited a small little portion underneath the Kinneret. Tanya will under nebraisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer tulushin shebaharim. If you have trees that are detached, right, in the mountains. Bechazkas kol ashvatim heimomdim, right? Pasha says they're in everybody. I mean, they're literally. I mean, bechazkas kol ashvatim, it belongs to all the shvatim, meaning anybody can take it. Umechubarim bechazkas also shevet, but any trees that are attached to the ground, obviously that belongs to whatever shevet you're standing in. Ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet Yisrael she'in lo bahar uveshvila v'negev ve'emek, and every shevet. That it had in its portion, right, some sort of mountain, right, and plains, and Negev is low land, I guess, valleys, and Amek is really valleys. Okay, maybe they had all these different types of lands in their portions. And as you probably are aware, right, if you drive, let's say, for example, from Yerushalayim to Tveria, or you go from Eilat, right, up to, certainly from Eilat to Tveria, but if you go even down from Yerushalayim, down to Yericho, and then up to Tveria, right, up Route 90, right, the landscape changes by the minute. It's very, very different, right, varying landscapes in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly that is true. So the Gemara says it's true of every shevet. They had all these different types of land. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, right, it describes all of these different types, right, of land, of I forget what it's called, not architecture. I forget the word is. Whatever. Someone remind me if you ever see me. So different types of land, structures. V'chein atamotzi b'knaim v'prizim v'morim shev'lefneim, right? You find with all these other nations also, all the different, right, all the nations, it wasn't only Eretz Canaan, right? You had all these different nations, right, that lived in Eretz Canaan before Bnei Yisrael got there, and they had that also. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'kol shcheinav, right? The Amori had it, and all of its neighbors, right, all shcheinav, they also had it also. Al shcheinav hachi havu, so too the neighbors, right, had that as well. Okay. V'nifnin l'chariah geder v'afilu usadashi melea karkum, right? You can go to the bathroom, you can defecate in behind the field, behind a wall, even though the field is going to be owned by some guy. What we're talking about over here is that you're allowed to take a stone from the fence. Maybe perhaps appreciates the comforts that we have nowadays. Why would you take a stone from the fence that you're going to the bathroom behind? Is because that's how they used to wipe. They used to clean themselves, right, with that stone. Amar Rav Chisda, Fila b'Shabbos, Rav Chisda says, even on Shabbos, which is a big chiddush, because Soser, right, Soser is destroying. That's one of the Tharnei Malachos. Although it would only be Soser Amanas Livnos, right, that would be the Issa Daraisa. Soser, without, again, the Malachos are constructive actions. So if you are destroying something, that's obviously inherently destructive. So the Chori, you have to, and that's what we explain, and Gemara Shabbos explains, that Soser Amanas Livnos, that when you destroy something in order to rebuild it, that's a Malacha Daraisa. So Pashas, this would be a Dindur Rabbanan. Dindur Rabbanan is waived, right, in the situation of Kavod HaBrios, when a person needs to clean himself. Marjucha Chassid, that's, again, I didn't see that beferish, but that, I would imagine that is the pshat in the Gemara. If it's not, so then I'm happy to be corrected. Marzucha Chassid is Shakal Mahadar, v'amar le l'shame zil shirke. Sure enough, Marzucha did this once, right, he put the stone back, a little kind of gross, but okay. And then he told his shamish, right, the guy, his servant, right, go and kind of cement it back into the wall, meaning go repair the wall, even though that wasn't necessarily necessary. You're allowed to walk on these the sides of the roads, right, until the second rain. Amar Papa v'hai didan v'afilu tal kashile, right, even Rav Papa is in Bavel, so even in Bavel, the tal was bad on it, so people would walk around the fields, right, even on the tal, even not only the rain, right, again, we said that the rains and the wetness would mess up the roads if people would trample on it afterwards, right, so after the tal, they would still have to walk around the roads. When we talk about the drachim, you say there's a drachim, right, you can turn off the sides of the roads because of the pegs in the roads. So Shmuel again explains, Gemara explains what's going on over here. Shmuel and Rav Yehuda have a shakli v'azli b'orcha. Shmuel and Rav Yehuda were traveling. V'ahavim istalik Shmuel tzidei drachim. Shmuel went off the side of the road. Amalei Rav Yehuda tanaim shehisne Yeshua filu b'bavel. Said, what do you mean, Yeshua? These things that Yeshua said works even in Bavel as well, because again they're trampling on a field that is owned by somebody. So Amalei said, yeah. Shani Omer filu b'chutzlaretz. I said, yes, absolutely, even in chutzlaretz. Again, there are Jews there, right? Again, you don't want to mess up the roads, right? So that applies in Chutzlaretz as well. Again, like we saw yesterday, it doesn't necessarily mean Yeshua's takanos weren't necessarily for Kedushas Eretz Israel, right? It's also for Bavel, right? For anywhere that Jews lived. Rabbi Reb Chia have a shakli v'azi ba'orcha. Rabbi Reb Chia was traveling together. He stalked to see the drachim. Sure enough, they walked off the side of the road so that the road wouldn't become trampled and messed up after the rains. Have a come mafseya v'azil. Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenisa kamayu. Sure enough, someone was walking towards them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa, and he was mafsia ve'azil. And what basically this means is that he was kind of staying on the road, but taking big steps so that he wouldn't mess up the road and make all these kind of ditches or whatever, right, and messing up the road. Rabbi Rabbi Chia, miza hamare begdola b'faninu. Who is this who's showing that he's a great person? Meaning someone is being, is a little bit of yuhara, a little bit of too much gaiva. He's not taking advantage of the fact that Yehoshua said you can walk in other people's fields, and instead he's walking in Shasar Abim. Right? It seems like he's too from, right? He's too pious, right? Who is this guy? So Amalei Rabbi Chia, Shema Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa. Talmidi Hagu, who's my Talmid? V'chol ma'aseh l'shem shamayim, and everything he does is l'shem shamayim, meaning he ain't a chanami. He is a tremendous tzaddik. So ki matu l'gabai, so when they got close to him, so Chazir, they saw it. Taka, it was him. So Amalei said, Ilav Yehuda ben Kenusa at, right, if you weren't Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa, right, this big tzaddik, right, gezartinu l'shakech, the gezirta, the parzala, right, it would have, literally means I would have broken your legs with an iron stick, but it, Rashi explains it means I would have put you in Chayrim. Hatov made a kram mafsig v'yorid mafsig yorid. Again, veola, a person who's stuck in a vineyard can cut his way through. Tanur rabbanan went under the brisa. Haroa chaver torah made a kram. If this person sees a friend, it was stuck in this way, right, between the vineyards. Some mafsig veola, mafsig yorid. Right, he can cut it down, cut it up. Right, adshemalu le'ir l'derech until he gets to a city or the road. V'chein hu shetov be makramim. So too, someone who, in fact, right, not only is the friend who sees it, right, but again, it's reminiscent of the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim. The beginning of Mesilas Yesharim says the person, right, who has been through the maze, who's been through the hedges, right, can show someone else how to get out. So again, if you see someone who's stuck like this, you can cut him out. And so too, if he is stuck like this, he can cut himself out. Until he gets out. Gemara says, "My v'chein." Right, what if tell me also? Right, obviously, right, get a guy out of there. Right, obviously, if a person can cut him out, someone else can cut for him. So Gemara says, you might have thought, that maybe it's only the guy who can see, right? He's in a guard tower or whatever. He can see the way out. So he can go, right, and cut his way to his friend and save him or get him out of there. Maybe the guy has no idea where he's going, right? He's in a maze of hedges, in one of these big mazes. He doesn't know where he's cutting. So lo nifsak, maybe he can't do that. So Nahadri Nahadri Be Mitzri, and he should just have to walk around and find his way out. So Kamash Malan, so therefore it teaches us that the guy himself who's stuck can even do that as well. Kamash says, one second. Even a Dindar Daraisa, what do you mean a Dindar Abonan, right? That Yoshua was mentaking when they came to Eretz Yisrael. It's a Dindar Daraisa. The Tanya of London Abraisa. Hashavas Gufu Minayin. How do you know a person can return himself? Right? It's a Shavas Aveda, right? But you can return, meaning a person can return himself. I mean, someone can help someone else get lost. Not get lost, get out of being lost, right? And help him. Tal Malone, the passage says, "Vashevo." So the person is allowed to do that. Is allowed to save him, to get him out of, you know, trouble or out of the maze. So the Gemara says, yeah, de'araisa hu dekari be'mitzri. No, de'araisa, yeah, the guy has to stay on the outside. I mean, the guy has to kind of, you know, kind of go through the maze or go through the vineyard until he finds out, but finds his way out. But also, who, but Yuhi, when Yoshua came and talking, he was metakin to mafsig v'ol mafsig v'yori, that he can actually cut his way out, right? Even though that's going to, Pasha says, that's going to cut down some vineyards and some vines, and obviously damage what's going on. Meis mitzvah kona makomo, right? The meis mitzvah acquires the place. You can bury him right there, even though it's privately owned. Or menu, hold on, there's a stira. The Brisa says elsewhere that hamotze meis muto bistratia. Person sees someone lying on the main Rishus Arabim, right, the main road, right, Mefaneu Limeni Stratia, or the small Stratia, you have to put them off to the side of the road. And Sdebor was stay near, Mefaneu Sdebor, right, if you have a field that is plowed and a field that is not, so you can move him over to the field that was not, and bury him there. Stay near, stay zera. If it's a field that was plowed and a field that was planted, so mefnele, stay near. You should bury him in the field that was plowed. Hayushtam boros, hashtam near him, hashtam zeros. If they both with his head is staying, if both fields on each side are the same, so mefnele makam shir, so you can go wherever you want. So apparently, you do not bury him wherever he died. So what he means is that that brisa is talking about where the guy is literally lying across the middle of the road. So since, again, you're allowed to move him, or you can move him wherever you want. But again, if it's smack in the middle of a big area, or rather probably a small area, right, meaning if there's no way, yeah, as Rashi says over here, that if there's no way, if literally he's buried in the middle of the road, so everybody's become tummy, he's going to pass over him, right, so that's going to, you're going to move him off on that side. But if he passes away, well, he's not going to block traffic, so then you can bury him wherever he is. Okay, so the Gemara just notes, and we'll just do a little bit more. Gemara says, 1 second, Amri Asara, Hani Chatsari Havyan. 1 second, there are 11, right, just do a little bit of math, right, that's actually 11. So Gemara says, Mahalchem Mishvili Rishus Shlomo Amra. So the Gemara says, walking along the sides of the road, right, until, right, the rain, the second rain falls, right, that's actually, that's as Shlomo was metaking that, not Yoshua. The Tanya is willing to raise the Haresha Kolu Perosa Minasada, right, when the fields are no longer in the, when the fruit is no longer in the field, which means, not fruit, but Peros means like, what's it called, the produce, no longer in the field, the person has gathered them, he's harvested them to his house, but he doesn't allow people to go into his field, meaning this guy basically plowed his field, planted everything, reaped everything, and now he still doesn't let people go through his field. What do people say to this guy? Why is this guy getting any benefit from saying we can't go to his field? Ma'abrius mazikos lo, and how do we damage him when we walk through his fields? All of a kasev omer mios tov al tikara. About this, a person, a pasuk says, when you can be good, don't be bad. So the Gemara says, miksi mios tov al tikara. What do you mean? The pasuk doesn't say that. There's no such pasuk there. The Gemara does that work for us. Gemara says, and actually, there is a pasuk that says something similar. Right, ksiv ki agavna. Right, it's a pasuk in where is that? Pasuk in Mishle. Okay, yeah. Good. Altim natov mi balov mi bios lekel yadichol asos. Don't, tim natov, don't remove or withhold, refrain from going good to the owner, right? If when you have the ability, right, to do so, meaning that you really should, if you have a chesed, you can do it with someone a chesed, right? It's not going to damage you, right? It's a zenena, a zelo chaser, right? You should acquiesce. And allow people to do that. Okay, we're going to go, there's more about this tomorrow, but Mitzvah Shem will go back to the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.